Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill.
And you got your buddy Dave right here.
This is Malia.
And Steve. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Episode 73, recorded on October 19th, 2024. Show notes will be linked in the description. That is, if I remember. I don't always remember. I ain't always got it going on.
Sometimes, you know, there's a delete button.
There's a delete button somewhere up here, and somebody keeps hitting it. Because this shit just goes away on me.
Clyde says we're sounding good. Talk some trucking.
Yeah, all right. Well, I know we sound good, but how do we look? How do we look?
About you guys?
That's what I screwed up.
He might be trucking, so.
I screwed up the live stream last time, screwed it up. All this tech stuff, doing all these here computers and all that daggum old technology. I ain't into all that there.
Yeah, we know by last week's show. Actually, that was obvious, 2 weeks ago show. Not last week's. Last week's was good.
Sometimes, y'all. I'm telling you.
So, who is that? The one that was giving us the shitty on the 71? There, one of your boys.
Oh, I've seen him before, here and there in the comments, and yeah, it's one of the Linux people. See, the thing is, when we're going through our little thing at the end of all the other shows, well, just Mintcast, we go through and we talk about who we are and. Are, you know, like, how do you get a hold of us and all that? And I say that I've got two other podcasts and this is one of them. And there's a link to the website there in the notes. So yeah, if somebody was interested in getting into my shit, then that's how they would do it. And clearly,
so it's not somebody that does the show with you. It's somebody to listen.
No. It's
I was just wondering because it says in his title, it said Linux.
Yeah, he's
so I didn't know it was actually one of the guys that does the show with you or what.
Your other shows, so they can come along too.
I don't think anybody gives a shit about them other shows. No, I do two other tech related podcasts about a very niche type of computers, and I don't know. I've tried to get a little crossover because I thought maybe people might have a sense of humor and might want to listen to something different.
Ain't got shit about dead fixing fucking drugs.
So
you probably don't talk about undressing to go to the bathroom on the other ones.
No line to cross there.
When we first started 3FT, one of the biggest things we were talking about was pooping in the buckets, and that became kind of famous over on the other side too. People got kind of a kick out of that. I didn't know. People did that. You know, it gets real
apparently
simple when you got to go. And you
got
to go.
Say, and camping and working construction sites. I mean, come on.
You got to do what you got to do.
Porta potties.
Hunting.
Not all sites have porta potty. I mean, seriously, I've had to use buckets. And I'm a girl. It's like.
Tell us more.
You're a girl?
I'm a girl. I'm a girl and I've had to use a bucket.
How's everybody's week been? Bill, let's start with you. We go around the circle here.
Around the horn.
Well, you know, Dave, I don't know.
You said it was a long week earlier this week. Said
no, that was last week, brother.
Oh, was it?
Keep up with me here.
I'm still on last week.
I'm going to start sending you the transcript at the end of the week.
The show notes before we start so I can read up.
So you can be up to
date. We need to pass packets out so we know what we're doing during the show.
You know, I got my truck back, so it was a far more relaxing week. I got to drive a straight truck at the beginning of the week, though. That was interesting. I got to drive what Dave drove for like 110 years. I had had.
Are they usually like crooked or something? Like you had to drive a straight truck.
So yeah, Malia semis bend in the middle.
Hey, like Dave. This. I like her a lot more now.
I do too.
What do you do in fondle? Your wife isn't in there, is she? You're like fondling some.
Well,
she's hiding under your desk.
She's upstairs tired. Ask me why.
Well, by the way, you were...
She had to listen to Mintcast.
There you go.
So, Malia, how was your week? Did you have a good week?
Billy can finish, Dave. Let Bill finish.
Dave is 5 minutes ahead of all of us, man. I'll tell you what.
Hey, man, we've got Kentucky shows.
No, I drove a straight truck, and that was interesting. There's things easier about that, and there are things harder about that. Okay, I'll explain for Malia's sake what a straight truck is.
Huh? Rides like a
smooth ride, wasn't it?
No, not even a little bit. That thing beat the hell out of me.
You're lucky you don't have any teeth. It probably knocked them out, bouncing up and down.
Yeah. Well, what it is the front ends on those things are so doggone stout that it got a little better with an empty box on it. But that's all I did was I took an empty up to Grand Rapids and spotted it, and then spotted two other ones. Way easier doing that with
telling them to make maxi pads for that spotting.
Ha ha ha! Load.
You don't even want to tackle that. Look at
I had a laugh at it when I was thirty. So like, I don't even have to get in that conversation anymore. It's been a long time for me. Hysterectomy at 30.
Hey,
it's like I go anywhere.
Friends that have been through that, and they say, and you know, I don't want to upset anybody, but the people that I've talked to that have had that, are we allowed to say women? Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. There's men and there's women.
Well, I mean, did you just assume my gender? You know, all that bullshit.
No, well, I will assume you're a man or a woman. Yeah, I will.
But the women I've known that have had that happen, all not a single one of them were unhappy about it. I don't know if that was coincidental or what, but some of them even said it was the greatest medical procedure invented by man. Chunky Monkey's in the comments. Hey, Chunky. Yeah.
I was going to tell him to hook my phone up and have him call in.
Yeah, we can do without that. But yeah, everybody I've talked to has been kind of positive about it. So.
Well, of course you're positive about it. So like every month you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to pack anything to take with you camping.
Now I got to figure out how to exit this conversation in a graceful way.
I know.
Well, that's okay. It's easy. Hey, Malia, how was your week this week?
There you go.
And it was all great. I had breakfast this week a few times.
I so could just jump in and roll right here, but I'm not going to.
You'll get a chance.
No, the conversation from before.
I know. So how was your hysterectomy?
Hysterectomy.
Bill says it makes you happy.
It was so good that I forget which bathroom I'm supposed to go into. It's like,
there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, now that's interesting. So the definition of a woman is being able to have children.
How many places have you went that try and be funny with the signs on their bathroom doors, and like you'll be at a restaurant is like a fish restaurant, you know, seafood, and it'll have like an anchor, and then it has, I don't know what they have for a woman, but they always have, you know, oddball things.
Or you go to a Mexican restaurant, it's in Spanish, and you don't know why to read Spanish.
I just look for the dress. I'm like, okay, the triangle, that's where I'm supposed to go.
Well, I look for the one with the wheelchair, and that's on both of them sometimes. So,
yeah.
Well,
and then I clean them restrooms, or I check them on my team. And so I'm in men's restrooms all the time, so I don't realize I walked into a man's restroom sometimes. Until I go to wash my hands and there's men standing at the urinal and I'm like, oh, I went into the men's restroom again.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I still say we need to get us some of those urinal cakes with our faces on it so people can piss on us.
Oh, my. Can you get them with your face on them?
Oh, sure.
You can get anything you want.
You can have anything made.
Yeah.
Pass them out at trade shows. Here's urinal cakes.
you're going to make that happen now.
So everybody can piss on us. Yeah,
I don't like the little cakes. I like the screens that smell like melon. They're so good smelling.
Why are you open your nose that close?
I was going
to
say, why are you picking them up?
No, you just face? When you open them, the melon smell just like pops right so out.
How,
of the package.
Okay, you clean bathrooms. Mm-hmm. How many? How much chewing tobacco and gum and cigarette butts and stuff? You got to clean out, or they don't have that at the factories because it's against the rules to do that at the factories.
Oh no, you'll find all that in the urinals. I mean, clogging them up. You got to dig it out and.
I don't. What's the sign always say? I don't shit in your ashtray. Don't throw your butts in my urinal.
No, I've not seen that one.
No, that's pretty good. The old joke does, Dave, where the guy went to the porta john, and he's sitting there, and he goes to pull his pants down, and like a dollar in change falls out of his pocket into the damn shitter.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's gone.
He comes out about an hour later, just covered in blue. And the next guy says, what the hell happened? He says, well, I dropped some change in there. He says, you didn't get it, did you? He says, well, I had to throw a 20 in there to make it worth my fucking while, but I got it.
That was a good one. That's a good one, Steve.
There was a movie, wasn't it? Chevy Chase on an airplane stuck his leg down in. He came walking out and had blue all over his leg where it was
What was that movie? I can't remember.
I don't remember the movie, but I remember the scene. So,
oh, I usually get blue tips in my hair. Like I have to pull my hair back, otherwise my hair
found a TV series or whatever you want to call them now. Show that you need to start watching.
Oh, God.
Me?
It's no, Bill. It's sort not of even. Not. It's dark humor, but it's not. And you might know what I'm talking about. It's called Righteous Gemstones. Uh-uh. On HBO, John Goodman is the head thing. It's about evangelical pastor. He's a pastor, and it's like a rich church, and they're scamming.
I ain't got that old high dollar HBO.
It might have been on another channel. On
Jellyfin tomorrow.
But it's probably got 3 or 4 seasons out, and I just started. And there's lots and lots of famous actors in it, one after another.
I like John Goodman.
He's
a good actor, but it's interesting that you're such a John Goodman.
Well, because everybody said he looked like him. Yeah, I got that quite a bit for some reason. I don't know why. Never seen.
You know, it's funny.
That was your boss.
we're sitting here talking about bathrooms, urine cakes, and everything. And I was just getting ready to
talk about a TV show, but yeah, go ahead.
We might as well funnel right into the first news story we got.
Funnel.
Yeah.
Like a urinal, like a pee funnel, the pink one.
Yep.
A pink one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the pink. It comes in a like velvet pouch even.
Ooh, does it?
Yeah, it does. I don't know why. I mean.
You're talking, about personal funnel.
It's so you can stand outside the tire and pee. And
I'm talking about a pee funnel. Like girls can use you. So you can stand and pee.
I told you you can make one of them out of a milk jug. Handle.
Well, why would I want to make one? You get a fancy one in a
can't you just
nice
aim
velvet
that thing
purple
the right way and get it.
You got to pinch it and pull it back. I've seen a lady do that before.
I mean, I've seen women,
but the same one could shoot like 10 ping pong balls across the room too. So
that's disgusting. That's so
pretty cool, though.
I saw one open up fucking bottle of beer one time.
That's nothing, Bill. I seen one put. $10 in change in there, and whatever you ask for should give you exact change.
She took a quarter and gave you back 2 dimes.
I ain't never been to one of them there places that does all that.
Oh, gosh.
Let me tell you, I got a story, Dave.
Oh, God.
See, you brought this on yourself, Dave.
It happened.
I didn't. It was Malia.
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
How did I do it?
At a place called.
You said funnel.
I won't use the whole name so we don't get sued. Boom, and there's something else.
They're out of business.
There's nobody to have to sue us.
Place called Boom Booms.
That place was great. You and I could have made money in there.
Fellas walk into this place, and we're not paying attention. There's somebody dancing, or walk up the bar, get beer and everything, and we've already been hitting 3 or 4 other ones all drunked up, and we're walking back the pervert road to sit down, and we never look up at the stage to see who's dancing or what's dancing.
Mm-hmm.
We get what's back this? There. Hold on.
I know.
We get back there, sit down, drinking beer, and all of a sudden the music's playing. You know, the music's playing. Look over, and there's the legs and the high heel shoes, and they're right in front of us. You know, like working it, wanting us to give some money. And I'm like, I just start turning around and I look at her and I see her ankles, see her high heels. And, look up a little farther, and where I got to her knees on her calves, she's got a couple bruises. Get up to her knees and they're all scuffed up where they've been like bleeding. Get up a little higher to the G string, and it looks like she's smuggling Mo Howard in her crotch. For the use on a Mo Howard.
So you just keep, I find it interesting. You just keep going. It's like,
I am. I'm working my way.
You're fully invested at this point.
I'm working my way.
Yeah, you're just going to keep going.
Get up a little higher, and there's a, above her bikini line, there's a scar probably that long where she had her appendix taken out. A little higher over to the side of that, she's got a scar from where she had a cesarean. Get up a little higher, and right about where her belly button is, her boobs are hanging to there, and there's milk leaking out of her nipple. I get past that.
You just keep going. Wow.
I got up and left at that point. She's missing her two front teeth. Get a little higher, she has a black eye. And she is working it to death to try and get a dollar or whatever she could from anybody down there on Burbert Road.
Well, you realize if she had had the doctor sew up the other hole instead of the appendix, she could have made money on it.
Pulled out. Yeah, you could. Oh my gosh. Who didn't silence their phone? Is Dave checking?
Hi, Dave.
Oh, I did that to him last time.
I was gonna say it ain't mean.
Boom Booms was, I got to tell you, Boom Booms was a fun place to go because, yeah, the girls were not top shelf.
No, by any means.
You could act a little more foolish in there than you could the other places. The other places were a lot more uptight.
Well, clearly you can give them black and blue knees and eyes. And
no, that was before she got there. I think
I'm sure.
I think her pimp was out of her ass before she got there.
John making her work any better.
That's where the real money was coming from right there.
What's that?
Poor Pippen? John's wasn't any better.
Poor John's.
You say Porta John's?
No,
poor John's.
Oh, poor John's.
Speaking of Porta John's, hey, Malia, check out the world's famous cleanest bathroom.
Yeah, how'd we get on strippers, huh?
Let's get off of this subject.
Anyway.
Travel Center wins top honors in America's best restroom contest. Oh. I did not clean this.
And I did not judge it either.
I wish I did.
And obviously, Dave didn't visit it.
That's right.
My Studio Life, published October 17th, 2024, by Dave's favorite Ashley.
We need to have Ashley on the show. Tell her, thank you so much.
She's been on every show. What are you talking about?
I know she has. Your work. Like, is this, what is this, Madison, Ashley Madison or whatever? It's like,
that's interesting now.
Is that where you get this from?
Well, they will be at Matt's this year. I'll find out who Ashley is, and we'll get her on the show.
And she'll go, you've been served.
Right.
So, yeah, Malia, awkward. When you set up your account on Ashley Madison,
I did not. You're going to have everybody tracking me down on it. They're going to be like, no, I am not on it.
Okay.
I could think of such a great name that could go with like hysterectomy and something for fake page name for you, but.
All right, Ashley, we're going to get to this. Travel Center Chain Maverick was named America's Best Restroom in the annual contest hosted by Cintas Corporation. Cintas, I know them.
Yeah, they're the uniform bathroom. Apparently, they don't do Buc-ee's because I think Buc-ee's does pretty good.
They wouldn't happen to be the company that provides all those supplies and the rugs and everything.
Yeah, they do.
For Maverick truck stops, would it?
Well, let her get through the story. It changes a little bit here.
On October 15th, the Maverick store located in Salt Lake City, Utah, won the top spot in the Cintas Best Bathroom Contest for their commitment to cleanliness and comfort. With a sparkling fixtures, spacious stalls, and fresh amenities that make each pit stop along your adventure a pleasant experience. Pleasant experience. Maverick Salt Lake City restrooms beat out the runners up below. Let's see. You got Hop Shops in Kentucky, Indiana Caverns, Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium. So why would that be on here? You guys stop at the zoo?
I think they did all the bathrooms that they did, just not truck stops.
I was
maybe factory closed.
the land, what is it, Lambeau Field? Baywood.
He's not looking.
Malia, look at the screen.
For those in the audio, 1998.com.
I was okay. I was just guessing. You're probably you're not that old. So I mean,
nah, I'm only 40.
I was just putting a date.
Well, yeah, I was born in 80, but I wouldn't have had a hysterectomy at 30 in 98, though. I was only 18. It truly is an honor to be recognized by Cintas and our customers for creating restrooms with a hygiene, comforting atmosphere.
Hygienic and comforting.
Oh, hygienic.
Yeah, hygienic.
Said Chief Retail Officer of Maverick Ryan Booth. In addition to freshly prepared food, extensive beverage options, and great fuel discounts, clean quality restrooms continue to be a concern for motorists, which is why we take pride in providing a consistently clean stop across our more than 500 locations and expanding. We're grateful to our dedicated team members who recognize the role clean restrooms play in our customers' experience as they head out on their adventure and for their hard work to maintain a superior level of cleanliness. This marks the 23rd annual America's Best Restroom Contest hosted by Cleaning Products and Services Provider Cintas.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will provide commentary.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
So, clean bathrooms, you know. So, you got a couple different kinds of clean bathrooms, don't you? You got the ones that look clean, but then you come out of there with a MRSA infection. Then you got the ones that just aren't trying to hide.
What are you doing in there?
I don't do anything in there anymore because I've got a bucket and I'm not afraid to use it. So
do you bring your flip-flops with you?
Yeah, it just, you sit down on the seat in these things and they might clean it once a day, but boy, there is a whole lot of truck driving dudes going to these places.
Well, I got to give Love's is probably one of the ones that does probably one of the better, not all, but better of the bathroom attendants. And there are some pilots that do a pretty good job. I mean, it comes over the speaker, time for a bathroom check, you know?
Yeah.
So they at least make an attempt at this, but there are some that I've been in.
And some of them, like, well, I don't want to say Petro. I want to say when it was the original TA.
76?
Well, no, the TAs. Back in the day, they were above and beyond a normal bathroom for a truck driver compared to, like, what the pilot and Loves and stuff have now. I mean, it was just like almost being in your own house. With all the amenities that was in there included, and it was like prepped fresh right out of a hotel room. I mean, they took care of them. I mean, but nowadays, pretty much those have all, because they've been changed ownerships and franchises, they've all went by the wayside as far as keeping up on them.
And I feel like part of the problem, too, is keeping fully staffed well enough. You know, of course, good management would fill in the gaps.
But drivers acting like it's their own home and not, I mean,
I don't know.
It just takes one driver to screw it up for everybody.
Oh yeah.
To treat it like a,
well,
I'm trying to be nice on.
Well, also though, I mean, I run a cleaning company, and it's just about teaching your people just to take care of other people. I mean, people are going to throw paper on the floor; they're going to do these things, but I still teach my team just to take care of it. Take care of people. And you're not going to. Not everyone is going to throw it in the trash can. I mean, they're just not. Yeah.
And truck stops are not truck stops like they used to be. Now they are convenience stores. They've got away people in and out. I mean, it is not. The comfort.
Well, we don't have time to screw around with those places anymore.
Well, not with a knee log now.
No, we've got to. Once that clock starts ticking,
your day is rocking and rolling.
We can't drive for 4 hours and then sit at the Cherry Master machine for nine
four hours.
Hey, you be quiet.
Yeah, I kind of figured we'd get Steve with that one.
There's at times the stuff that I hauled, depending on the time of year, I could only work during daylight hours. Well, yeah. Wintertime, the days were shorter, daylight shorter. So I'd only have to get to drive 6 hours, 7 hours instead of 11.
Yeah.
Steve's talking about his contract. Why do I want to keep saying that?
No.
Construction. Permit hauling.
Yeah.
Yep. Heavy and equipment.
You would think that we have a federal driver's license. Perfuse. We could have federal regulations on heavy hauling too. So you don't have to change every state, but no, we wouldn't want to make things easier for anybody in the trucking industry.
No, some states need to make more money off of that than others. And
well, the state ought to get the money, but just have the rules the same. So, you know, there's nothing worse than get to another state.
Get confused that's like, and oh. break the law that way.
Well, that's the way the gun laws are. I mean, you got to follow them dumb gun laws every state you go into. And it's like,
Come on down here. You can buy anything you want at the flea market, boys.
Well, you can buy anything in Indiana. You can buy anything in Michigan and you can carry. I mean, Indiana, you don't even have to have a carry license. But the minute I start riding around,
anything you want in Michigan.
Wow.
I was telling Dave earlier today, you could blindfold me and then take me across the Michigan line, and I'd be able to tell you when we cross that state line, because then people smoke it going down the road. I don't know.
You can smell it out the window.
Oh, yeah. I guess cops don't know how to smell.
Well, I have farmers in my family, and you could smell their house going down the road. Like, as soon as you turn on the road, you can smell their house. You're like, what?
Well, they say New York City. I just heard a report today that they're having trouble with the dogs eating all the marijuana in the foods and stuff. And it doesn't make dogs high. It shuts their insides down. They were made big story about that today about dogs.
I heard eating. They put that in peanut butter.
Here we go.
Hey, dogs don't eat peanut butter anymore.
Back to the hysterectomy, aren't we?
They're like, woman, you ain't getting us twice.
Only one time I gave them some stuff. It was like,
that only takes one time.
It's like, I was told it would help the arthritis, you know, the pain.
No, it doesn't.
And
it
doesn't. I was
the glaucoma.
It helps my back.
I asked him if dogs could have it. And anyway, I don't know what was in it, how much. I just know a spoonful was enough. And they will not eat peanut butter.
Enough that they won't trust you anymore.
No, they don't eat peanut butter.
Nope. They say it is.
I even bought it in the individual, like, little cups to see if they would. Like, I open it and hand it to them. They won't take it. They will not.
Now they are drug dogs. You can take him around a car.
You guys better be quiet. I'm going to make you guys some special brownies.
Please.
Only one of us can eat them.
Buy you some chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I can see, even if they ever made that legal, I still don't think DOT is ever going to let us.
Probably not.
Which, you know, it is.
But I'm closer to getting special brownies than you are.
We can get liquored up all we want.
I think we went over this one time before because I had to double check because I did not think the answer was right. How long after drinking alcohol, how many hours are you before you're allowed to jump back in a commercial vehicle?
Then it used to be 4 hours or eight
when
hours.
When your blood alcohol is below 0.4.
Well, you think it would be 8 at least.
And I think it was 4.
Like, it's 6.
6, okay.
6,
right? And I'm like, why is it not 8? Because
I know a few people at work that should have waited 8.
I know one in particular.
It's enough.
That's how you become a mechanic.
Easy. Okay. You don't listen. Piss off.
Well, hey, I'm getting down to here. I put a picture of a big old scary pumpkin on here.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, it looked pretty good. Okay, people, are you ready for some hard-hitting questions?
You go for it.
Yeah, right. This is
how hard
stuff for you guys, for everybody to jump in here. What are some of your favorite Halloween movies? There's the classics, there's new ones, there's ones you might just like.
Beetlejuice.
Okay, Bill.
Movies? It was probably as a kid.
It could be a horror. I mean, when you think about Halloween, think of horror movies.
I don't really think of horror movies. I never really got into horror movies, but I do remember the Charlie Brown Halloween thing.
Pumpkin, Great Pumpkin?
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
And he picks and then Charlie Brown. When The Simpsons did the Halloween special, that first one back in the 90s or whatever.
Yep, spooktacular.
I thought that was a work of art. But yeah, that stuff like that, I think, is probably.
I liked Christina and Hocus Pocus. Both of those.
I did like Hocus Pocus. I think I liked it because it was supposed to be scary, and I thought it was funny. Was the Nightmare on Elm Street ones?
Yeah,
never. Well, really they just got too. Well,
it was too obvious what was going to happen. You know what I mean? Every time. Okay.
Last House on the Left.
Last House on the Left.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah. Okay. What are some of your favorite costumes, whether it be kids or adults? Or one that you had when you was a kid that really stuck out in your memory?
I just like dressing up. So I dress up for all holidays.
Okay, women always get the chance. They always dress in their slutty outfits because it's Halloween.
No, not me.
Okay.
Well, I probably had a couple.
Sometimes.
Years. I was a pirate. I think my favorite year was when I was a pirate, and then Porter was a the bird.
Porter would be her son.
Yeah.
I thought she was stuck on like a porter.
A porter. Well, he was named after tools, the Porter Cable tools. Yeah.
Right.
I named something Stanley, but I ain't going to tell you what it is. The power tool. Anyway, Bill.
Yeah, Hammer.
Favorite costume?
Probably like soldiers and stuff like that.
Mine were the pirate costume. We made my dad cut me out of
myself.
Mine
curved swords like Aladdin had.
Mine is the same one my mom will tell you about. And do not ask her, you assholes.
I will.
Was,
you can't stop me.
I think I was 8 or 9 years old, and I was the Incredible Hulk. When we lived in Fort Wayne, and we were going to like a high school or a school where the gymnasium was all set up for the kids. And like, it was in Fort Wayne. So it was a safe place for kids to come do games. Jolly Green Giant candy. Your mom. Bill knows what I'm talking about. So I was the Incredible Hulk, Dave. I had on a pair of green tights with the pair of the blue purple shorts.
Is there a picture of
and
this?
And my mom, I wish there was. My mom took Crisco. You know what Crisco is?
Oh, yeah.
Put green food coloring in it and smeared it all over my whole face, arms, and chest. Okay. And I mean, I was totally green from that green Crisco. The only thing was, if you touch something, it come off on it. So it was all over the wall, down the hallway in the house, all over inside the car. We get to the school and it's cool outside. You know, it's October. Well, I'm a heater. I got all this Crisco on me, and I'm getting hot.
He's dripping.
Crisco gets warm. It starts running and dripping. It looks like I'm shitting, pissing.
He looks like, the slime from the Blue Lagoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But this Crisco is just rolling off of me, man. And I'm like,
oh, that's funny.
Mom. He first started telling this story. I was thinking, well, that's not a bad idea. Oh. Then
No, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. When you first put it on, it looked perfect. It would have won a costume contest.
Yeah, that's when you take the picture and say, judge me and I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what we got to do is fill a swimming pool up with Rit dye and dip you in there. And then that would probably be.
Well, that's kind of what they did in the movie Carrie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Got movies, costumes, candy. What's your favorite candy? Because I got the top ones right here for this year.
All
what's
candy.
Your favorite cup? Peanut butter cup, Dave.
No,
Rolos.
I like those too.
I think Reese's and Butterfingers probably my favorites.
Malia one Christmas like took Rolos and put them little round pretzels in them and baked them in the oven for a couple of them. Were fabulous.
Oh, well, this year, at Christmas time, you can take Lifesavers and make candy canes too, and melt them in the oven, and they'll melt together into a candy.
This is from candystore.com. It has 17 years of sales data, 07 to 24, okay? Number 10 this year is Butterfinger.
Neck.
Number 9 is the Hershey Mini Bars. Number 8 is Hershey Kisses.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7 is candy corn.
Mm-mm.
6, hot tamales.
Mm-mm.
Number 5, Starburst.
Too much work.
Yep.
Number 4, Skittles.
I know. It's like we're old. No, I chew.
Number 3, Sour Patch Kids. Number 2, not into Reese's sour. Cups. Reese's Cups got knocked back to number 2 this year. Yeah. M&M's took over at number 1.
Well, I'll do M&M's and I'll do from 8 down. But
I like the M&M's and the peanut ones because they're my business colors, so I pass them out all the time.
Hey. Oh, I like the M&M's. It's got the black pretzels and yellow. The pretzel M&M's.
The ones with the peanut butter. Candy. There's no way candy corn out.
This has to be bullshit.
Hershey's Kisses.
Breakfast Bill's getting all upset.
Yeah. I'm going to write a letter to somebody.
There ain't no elephant peanuts on there. I'm not happy.
There's no Almond Joys on there. Where's the joy? Peanuts. No joy.
God, it says here, top candy trends this year. As the leaves change and pumpkins take places on doorsteps, a new candy hierarchy emerges. The 2024 candy trends are in. Some changes might surprise you, Bill. Here's what's shaking up the candy world this year.
I wonder our kids are screwed up. They like weird
candy. M&M's overtakes Reese's Cups for the number one spot. In a twist no one saw coming, M&M's had dethroned Reese's Cups as the top Halloween candy for the first time ever. It seems the classic colorful candy has finally taken the crown, possibly thanks to its endless flavor varieties. Easy to eat nature. Move over, Reese's. The people have spoken. Sour Patch Kids surge.
Yeah, them I'm not a fan of either.
Sour than sweet treats climbed its way to number 7 overall on the list this year. It's definitely a strange one considering it regularly ranks one of the most despised candies. But hey, looks like this polarizing treat is getting its moment in the spotlight. Butterfinger. Look at Bill. He's enthused at this. Are you reading along as I read it? Am I giving it the extra oomph to it?
Chunky Monkey is correct because that's the candy bar that I grew up with, and I loved it as a
milkshake
kid.
Milkshake, yeah. I thought he was going to say, we'll get to the favorite ones, but like the Slow Poke and the Charleston Chew.
Oh, I love
Chunky with raisins, Chunky with nuts.
I even like the candy cigarettes and the candy cigars.
Bubble gum cigars, yeah.
They used to be like 10 cents or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or the wax bottles
and the wax lips. Yeah,
the wax coke bottles.
The dipping stick. The stick that you put in the powder.
Yeah.
You want good candy, you got to go to Cracker Barrel. They got all the old good candy. Nobody else does.
Was it anise and sassafras?
The store in Grable has old candy.
And, yeah.
I like going
now and later.
Too. Does anybody remember dots?
Oh, yeah. You remember the snow caps on the paper? Like dots?
Oh, snow caps, yes.
Snow caps are Amanda's favorite. And what about
the $100,000 bar? It had that white chocolate.
And it was only $1.50.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah. Anyways, Butterfinger breaks into the top 10. Butterfinger fans rejoice. That's me. The crunchy peanut buttery classic has finally made its way into the top 10, taking over the spot in South Carolina and Oklahoma. Its unique texture and flavor have earned it a well-deserved spot among the Halloween favorites this year. Broader Economics has mentioned above, the National Retail Federation is estimating that shoppers will spend $3.5 billion on Halloween candy. Oh,
they say it's second largest from Christmas.
Yeah. Halloween candy, quick facts. 172 million Americans celebrate Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
32% of all Halloween purchases are made online. The top costumes for pets are a pumpkin and a hot dog. That's
knew that
one's for pets. Among those who celebrate Halloween, 95% will purchase candy. They will spend about $31.69 on average.
That's a lie. That's a lie because a bag is $25 now.
I bought a bag today, right, $25.
So you spent $75 a day, didn't you?
Don't buy anything. So
yeah, and it ain't, and I'm not giving none of it away. It's mine. Yeah.
You'll share with Mike. You'll share with Mike, though, won't you?
Yeah.
No, he bought his own bag.
Oh, screw him. Get his own. Most Halloween shopping is done the first 2 weeks of October. In Oregon, full-size candy bars are the norm for trick-or-treaters to receive.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got to tell you a trucker story on this.
Let him finish.
I didn't believe this.
Two more lines. Hold on.
All right.
Overall, Halloween spending is expected to be $11.6 billion in 2022. Over 50% of parents stash some Halloween candy to enjoy later that year. And the little meme going around TikTok and stuff is where they're cupped to the door doing the candy, and they says, "Oh, the full size ones." Or I like the full size ones, and it says, "So does your mom."
Oh, well, I was
real quick, Dave. Then we got to get out of here.
I was at the TA in New York, coming back from wherever I went out there. No, I wasn't in Buffalo.
No, I was in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Connecticut.
And I was getting fuel, and the guy walked in there ahead of me, and he fuels there every day, and he used his points, and they filled up a bag and a half, a trash bag, like your little one but at your desk, and a half of full-size candy bars he bought there from the store using all his points. He says he does it every year. And the
store there, like that, yeah, they're $4 or $5 a piece.
Yeah, and they're the great big ones. So he had two garbage bags full of M&Ms. I said, "Wow, I want one." He said, "Help yourself, get you one." He says, "That's what I do every year, and I give them away. Everybody comes to my house because they're the big bars,
who
the big
was M&Ms." It at our shop that was set, when the kids sell the candy bars for school, they're $1. You know what I'm saying? And it's like all different flavors, and they all look the same. And I'm like, here's $50. Give me 50 of them. Then I'd throw them down there in the lunchroom and let everybody, you know.
Oh, I remember what you're talking about. I don't remember who that was.
They're always though. For fundraisers for either Boy Scouts
baseball and
something like
that. Well, my house,
that must have been Steve Bejada. I bet you.
My house, probably was. My house, I do hot dogs and chili on an open kettle every year. They line up at my house. Malia knows what I'm talking about. We cook chili out there, and the neighbors all come around. I do
cold beer and glazed donuts, Dave.
I had cold beer, too, if they actually needed
it. Taking a trip down to Kentucky this year.
I don't need a donut.
The last time I did that with you, I was a pirate, and Porter was the parrot.
That's right.
And Porter went for a walk, and I would tell everybody that came up to the booth.
You dressed as the dirty pirate and come down.
And I said,
he was. We passed out
everybody. I said, have you seen my parrot? Will you tell my parrot to come back? And Porter comes back and he's like, have you been telling everybody to tell me to come back? Now you lost your parrot.
All right. We got to get out of here, folks. Thanks for joining us, everybody, in the live stream. We're going to try to do this every other week. It's a lot of fun, and it teaches me how not to do things. So, yeah, we'll be back in a week. Until then, I've been Bill.
And this is your buddy, Dave, not paying attention.
This is Malia.
And Steve, thank you, everybody, for stopping by. I'm glad you enjoyed the show. And thanks, everybody, that joined us on the live here.
Right on. Thank you. See you, folks.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.